Mother issues are all over the media nowadays, where it seems someone is always poised to offer an opposing viewpoint. Commentator Erin Kloon says that for regular moms like her, it's a struggle just to stay on top of the latest self-help trend.
It can be hard to parent in the age of the mommy memoir and the 24-hour news cycle. There is a lot of conflicting advice out there. For a few years, we kept hearing about over-parenting and helicopter moms. One book called us a nation of wimps. Mothers who doted on their kids and overscheduled them after school were ruining their lives. Kids don't need a nanny cam, the experts said. They need to play alone in the backyard. And moms, you're too anxious. Have a martini. Lighten up. Because nothing relaxes a nervous mom like being told to lighten up. But then it wasn't long before mommy cocktail hour was over, at least on CNN.
There isn't that option where we let loose with the spanking anymore, so we revert more to the yelling. There's more frustration now, and we let that through with the yelling. And it's not a healthy thing. I think yelling is the new spanking.
Yelling was the new spanking? Time to put the nanny cams back on and point them at ourselves. It turned out we weren't just raising our kids to be wimps. We were also screaming at him. But wait, did anyone tell this woman?
Well, Amy Chua doesn't believe in play dates, sleepovers. She even threatened to burn her daughter's stuffed animals if she didn't play the piano perfectly.
Have tiger mothers learned nothing from cable news? Well, probably not. They don't let their kids watch TV. But Amy Chua wrote the book on yelling. She says in her memoir, she yelled at one of her daughters for writing a bad speech. She lost her voice screaming at the other one for not practicing piano. She even yelled once because she wanted her kid to relax. Maybe tiger mothers have to yell to keep their overachievers on track. But where does that leave the rest of us? If we aren't tiger mothers, are we just bad mothers? When cable news didn't give me the answers, I did some research of my own. I took my kids to an indoor expo, a stadium full of carnival games and free product giveaways. It was exactly the kind of setting that usually makes me want to yell. And I asked some other moms, what did they think about all the yelling?
Well, as a mother of three grown children, I used to yell at mine all the time. Not that I wanted to.
I'm not a yeller. I'm not going to yell. But I do believe in spanking, though.
So spanking, no yelling.
Yes.
How do you put a teenager over your lap and spank?
Well, see, now that's when you do grounding.
Maybe you'll start yelling then.
Yeah, maybe.
And there was this mother who was working as a clown.
Oh, everybody gets frustrated. I've known the most patient of parents, and they're like, what are you doing? But I don't think it's as much the volume as it is your tone.
All right, well, thank you.
Okay, you're
welcome.
It's good
to have a clown's perspective.
I also met a mom who brought her bulldog, who was dressed in a Packers jersey.
I think anger is a problem. Frustration.
Do you ever yell at your dog?
Raise my voice.
Who do you yell at more, your dog or your kids?
Probably my kids, because I have four of them.
On my way out of the expo, I interviewed one of the volunteers. Surely she had the patience of a saint.
Do I yell? Yes. She's right there. She can attest to that. I do.
Does your mom yell?
Sometimes.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. She's being nice. I'm standing right here. It's called fear.
It's called fear. Well, the truth is, we moms probably do need to talk more and more seriously about yelling. But then, recent studies have shown that nearly half of all moms still spank their kids. So, is yelling really the new spanking? Is spanking the new yelling? Or are tiger mothers just a new, scarier kind of helicopter parent? Stay tuned, moms. I'm sure the advice mill will sort this out. But while you're waiting, try to lighten up.
Erin Kloon is a writer, radio producer, and, of course, a mom. She spoke to the other moms in Madison, Wisconsin.